I'm Pete Shagnin. India's pointing an accusing finger across the border as it tries to determine who was behind the terror attacks. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
India's foreign minister doesn't appear to be accusing Pakistan itself of being behind the attacks, but rather Pakistani-based groups. India's home minister says one captured gunman has been identified as Pakistani. Another official says it's very clear the terrorists are from Pakistan. But Pakistan's prime minister says his nation played no role.
Pakistan has nothing to do with this incident.
Islamabad sending its spy chief to India to help probe the attacks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Rabbi Yehuda Krinsky offers his sympathies to the victims of the India terrorist attack, including two members of the Chabad Lubavitch movement's local headquarters in Mumbai.
Heartfelt condolences to the parents and family of this beautiful young couple, and to the families and loved ones of each of those who have been so brutally murdered in this senseless, barbaric act.
This Thanksgiving week was no turkey for Wall Street. The blue chips chalked up their fifth straight session gain, with the market closing early today for an extended holiday observance. The Dow rose 102 points to close at 8,829, making for a gain of 9.7% this week. The S&P surged 8.5 points to 896, up 12% this week. And the Nasdaq managed a gain of 3.5 points to close at 1,535, up 11% for the week. A media analyst says a new study shows that even though mainstream network news anchors and reporters pretend to maintain objectivity, most Americans know they are blatantly biased. AFN's Jim Brown brings you this story.
A Zogby poll commissioned by the Independent Film Channel finds that 38% of Americans surveyed consider the Internet the most reliable source of news. 20% consider national TV news most reliable, and only 16% say radio is the most reliable source. Seton Motley is a spokesman for the Media Research Center. He says the survey findings can be attributed to the overwhelming bias displayed by the traditional media in its coverage of the presidential campaign.
I think it reflects the results of this terrible work that the media did over the last 2 years in their efforts to elect Barack Obama. There was a Pew poll in October that said by an 8-to-1 margin, the American people thought the media was actively working to elect Barack Obama. And when it gets to that kind of a percent ratio by October, it doesn't surprise you to see a poll like this with these kind of numbers.
The Zogby poll also found that 73% believe the news they read and see is biased. I'm Jim Brown.
People who've studied their Bible or paid attention during Sunday school are familiar with the biblical practice of gleaning. AFN's Rusty Pugh explains.
That's the ancient practice of picking up leftover food in farm fields. One Colorado farm couple got a huge surprise when they opened their fields to anyone who wanted to pick up free vegetables left after the harvest, and 40,000 people showed up. Last Saturday, the fields were picked so clean that a second day of gleaning was canceled. Joe and Chris Miller say they opened the farm to the free public harvest for the first time this year after hearing reports of food being stolen from churches. Miller says they had a profitable year and could have made a little more on the potatoes, but decided to let those in need have the food.
We could have dug them and sold a few of them and made some money on it, but we just decided to just open it up and, you know, help people out that needed it.
Their farm operations manager says that in previous years, the Millers allowed school children and some church groups to come to the farm during the fall to harvest their own food. I'm Rusty Pugh.
And those are your top stories on American Family News. For more on these stories and for the latest news around the clock, visit onenewsnow.com. That's onenewsnow.com. I'm Pete Shagnin.
Fight the fight. We are here to equip you because you love the truth. LibertyRadioLive.com.
Good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Yahshua, also known as Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this program is Cross the Border. My name is Nicholas. My website is crosstheborder.org. The object of this program these days is to go through the scripture, and we're doing it book by book, chapter by chapter, and verse by verse. Of course, it's more than just a Bible reading. They have Bible reading tapes, if that's what you're into. But I get to comment and share with you insight that the Heavenly Father gives me from my many years of Bible study. Whatever insight that I may get from you, the listeners, if you'll go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and find the email link or address, and email me there with your insights, your comments, your questions, challenges. I would love to be challenged because I do want to get it right. I feel this is a serious responsibility to sit here behind this microphone and comment on the word of our Heavenly Father and try to open it up in such a way to bring more understanding. And at the same time, I get the benefit of being in the Word and learning and having revelation from our Heavenly Father's Holy Spirit working in me and through me, and also hopefully working in and through you. So find that email address there. If the Spirit moves you, definitely do email me. And we will address the emails on the air if it's appropriate, or if it's if I'm doing the program live at that time that you're commenting on. And that's probably maybe half of the time the program will be live. The other half may be a rebroadcast of the day's program later in the day, or in which case I would still include it if it's something that should be included. But I will answer all emails, and unless there's no need to answer them, because sometimes people just share comments rather than questions. But if there's a question, I will answer it either by email or on the air. Okay, we're in Jeremiah chapter 20, and we're going to jump here and at verse 1. Perchance last night I remembered that I have these series that my recent deceased wife purchased. And one of the series is a movie called Jeremiah. It's a two-hour film, of course, a dramatized story about Jeremiah, of course, taken off of the book and reading, I mean, and watching it. Well, there were a few inaccuracies, but, you know, nothing very damaging. Still, you're going to miss a lot if you just watch the movie, because the movie is not the book. And though, while it's based on the book, well, of course, you have to leave out a lot to cover the life of Jeremiah in 2 hours. It was very interesting. It helps to be able to picture things that way and make it a little more real to see some type of actual depiction. Though I'm sure in the resurrection, those of us that are partake of the first resurrection, the resurrection of the just, those of us who trust in the Messiah, whose sins are covered by His blood, we will have opportunities, I believe, to actually see real events from history as if we're watching them on a big screen TV, perhaps. Perhaps that would be crude compared to the technology that we will share in that day. I'm sure that all of the technology we have now, even as fantastic as it may seem to us, I'm sure that it's all merely just crude. I mean, when you compare the technology of man to the technology that of our Heavenly Father in His creation, we see that our technology is crude. His technology is organic, and perhaps to us, Ours looks sleek and modern, and his just looks ordinary because we're so used to seeing it and taking it for granted. That's how fantastic his technology really is when you think about it. So anyway, if you have the opportunity to see that movie, Jeremiah, it can help. And like I said, I have a whole bunch of those, so once in a while I'll pop one in and watch it, but just thought it might help out. And they did include this part that we're covering today in that movie, and at Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 1, where it says, "Now Pashur, the son of Immer," or Immer, I don't know how you're supposed to pronounce that, "Immer, the priest, who was also chief governor in the house of Yahuwah, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things." And of course, these things that he was prophesying are the things that we've been covering. And I'm sure there's more to come, since we're only one-third of the way through the book of Jeremiah. In verse 2, Jeremiah records it for us. "Then Pashur smote Jeremiah the prophet." And also in the movie, Jeremiah had a scribe. Of course, Jeremiah had a following. And certainly he had a scribe to write all of his words down, because, well, he was a prophet. "And Pashur smote Jeremiah the prophet and put him in the stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of Yahuwah," the house of the Lord, or the temple. "And it came to pass on the morrow that Pashur brought forth Jeremiah out of the stocks. Then said Jeremiah unto him." Now, the boldness of this man. He's not cowering. He's not whimpering. He's been beat up. He was smote. That's what smote means. When Pashur smote Jeremiah, it wasn't a love tap. He smote him. He beat him and put him in the stocks that were in the gate. And of course, when you think of stocks, well, that's where you're bound. Perhaps hand, head, and foot. We don't have exact pictorial details, but, you know, they pictured this in that little movie that I watched last night, too. And it came to pass on the morrow, when he brought forth Jeremiah out of the stocks, then said Jeremiah to him," the boldness of this man, you know, being empowered by our Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit of our Heavenly Father. He said, "Yahuwah hath not called thy name Pashur." And I wonder what Pashur is. Paskur, probably from liberation, the name of four Israelites. So liberation or liberator, that's what the name Paskur would mean. Paskur. Or it says Pashkur. I guess that's the pronunciation. But he says, "The Lord, Yahuwah, hath not called thy name Pashkur, but Magor Misabib." And Magor Misabib means a fright from around. Here was a man who was intimidating, and he loved to intimidate people. That's what his name means. It doesn't mean liberator. He said, "Yahuwah hath not called thy name liberator, but a fright from around." The boldness of this prophet, just being smote, put in stocks, and the same man brings him out of the stocks that smote him and put him there, and he tells this to him, that you're no liberator, that the Creator, Yahuwah, has not called you liberator, but a fright from around. "For thus saith Yahuwah, behold, I will make thee a terror to thyself." They're playing off of the fright from around. He was a terrorist, basically. He loved to instill terror into other people. And he says, "I will make thee a terror to thyself and to all thy friends. And they shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and thine eyes shall behold it. And I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall carry them captive into Babylon, and shall slay them with the sword, Is that very wise of Jeremiah to say under the circumstances, well, I pray if I'm ever in those type of circumstances that I would have the same boldness. They call him the weeping prophet. And, you know, but I'll tell you what, he was bold as a lion, was he not? He was bold as a lion. He could stand before that man who was a terror, who was trying to terrorize him and showing that he could not terrorize him because the Spirit of our Heavenly Father would dwelt in him and put his words in Jeremiah's mouth. I will make thee a terror to thyself and all thy friends, and they shall fall by the sword, and the king of Babylon shall slay them with the sword. In verse 5, moreover, I will deliver all the strength of the city, and all the labors thereof, and all the precious things thereof, and all the treasures of the kings of Judah, I will give unto the hand of their enemies, which shall spoil them, and take them, and carry them to Babylon. And thou, Pashur, and all that dwell in thine house shall go into captivity. And thou shalt come to Babylon, and there thou shalt die, and shall be buried there, thou and all thy friends to whom thou hast prophesied lies. Now they became slaves in Babylon. O Yahuwah, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. He may have been bold as a lion, but he was a man. He felt pain, and he had strong emotions, as anyone would have under the circumstances that he was in. So he cries out, O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily, everyone mocketh me. For since I spoke, I cried out, I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Yahuwah was made a reproach unto me, and a derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart, as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side. Report, they say, and we will report it. All my familiars watched for my halting, saying, peradventure, he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. But Yahuwah is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. But, O Yahuwah of hosts, that triest the righteous, and seest the reins of the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them. For unto thee I have opened my cause. Sing unto Yahuwah, praise ye Yahuwah, for he hath delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of evildoers. Cursed be the day wherein I was born. Let not the day wherein my mother bore me be blessed. Cursed be the man who brought tidings to my father. A man-child is born unto thee, making him very glad. And let that man be as the cities which Yahuwah overthrew and repented not. And let him hear the cry in the morning, and the shouting at noontide, because he slew me not from the womb, or that my mother might have been my grave, and her womb to be always great with me. Wherefore came I forth out of the womb to see labor and sorrow, that my day should be consumed with shame. The word which came unto Jeremiah from Yahuwah, when King Zedekiah sent unto him Pashur the son of Melchiah, and Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah, the priest, saying, inquire, I pray thee, of Yahuwah for us, for Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon maketh war against us. He prophesied, and it was coming to pass. Now the king was afraid, he sends his the priests and he sends his men to get Jeremiah to come, saying, prophesy to us. Tell us what to do, Jeremiah. Save us. The word that came out of your mouth is true, and it's coming to pass just as you said. They are in fear. They are in derision. Inquire, I pray thee, of Yahuwah for us, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, maketh war against us. Chapter 21, verse 2. If it be that Yahuwah will deal with us according to all his wondrous works, that he may go up from us. Then said Jeremiah unto them, thus shall you say to Zedekiah, thus saith Yahuwah, God of Israel, behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, wherewith you fight against the king of Babylon and against the Chaldeans, which besiege you without the walls, and I will assemble them into the midst of the city. And I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in anger and in fury and in great wrath. And I will smite the inhabitants of the city, both man and beast. They shall die of a great pestilence. And afterwards, saith Yahuwah, I will deliver Zedekiah the king of Judah, and his servants, and the people, and such as are left in this city, from the pestilence, from the sword, from the famine, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon, and into the hand of their enemies, and into the land of those that seek their life. And he shall smite them with the edge of the sword. He shall not spare them, neither have pity, nor have mercy. And unto this people thou shalt say, thus saith Yahuwah the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. He that abideth in this city shall die by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. But he that goeth out and falleth to the Chaldeans that besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be unto him for a prey. So in other words, whoever surrenders is going to live. For I have set my face against this city for evil, and not for good, saith Yahuwah. It shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. As touching the house of the king of Judah, say, hear ye the word of Yahuwah, O house of David. Thus saith the Lord, execute judgment in the morning, and deliver him that is spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, lest my fury go out like fire and burn, that none can quench it, because of the evil of your doings. Behold, I am against thee, O inhabitant of the valley, and rock of the plain, saith Yahuwah, which say, who shall come down against us, or who shall enter into our habitations? But I will punish you according to the fruit of your doings, saith the Lord. And I will kindle a fire in the forest thereof, and it shall devour all things round about it. Thus saith Yahuwah, go down to the house of the king of Judah, and speak there this word, and say, hear the word of Yahuwah, O king of Judah, that sitteth upon the throne of David, thou and thy servants and thy people that enter in by these gates. Thus saith the Lord, execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed innocent blood in this place. For if you do this thing indeed, then shall there enter in by the gates of this house kings sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, he and his servants and his people. But if you will not hear these words, I swear by myself, saith Yahuwah, that this house shall become a desolation. For thus saith the Lord unto the kings of the house of Judah, thou art Gilead unto me, and the head of Lebanon, yet surely I will make thee a wilderness, and cities which are not inhabited. And I will prepare destroyers against thee, every one with his weapons, and they shall cut down the choice cedars and cast them into the fire. And many nations shall pass by the city, and they shall say every man to his neighbor, wherefore hath the Lord done this unto this great city? And then they shall answer, because they have forsaken the covenant of Yahuwah their God, and worshipped other gods and served them. Weep ye not for the dead, neither bemoan him, but weep sore for him that goeth away, for he shall return no more, nor see his native country. For thus saith the Lord, touching Shalom, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, which reigned instead of Josiah his father, which went forth out of this place, he shall not return thither any more. But he shall die in the place whither they have led him captive, and shall see this land no more. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, that useth his neighbor's service without wages, that useth his neighbor's service without wages, and giveth him not for his work, that saith, I will build me a wide house and large chambers, and cut him out windows, and it is sealed with cedar and painted with vermilion. Shall thou reign because thou closest thyself in cedar? Did not thy fathers eat and drink and do judgment and justice, and then it was well with him? We'll pick up here after these messages. You're listening to Cross the Border. Don't go anywhere.
Promise or a dare, I would jump if I knew you'd catch me. Staring over the edge, I can tell if you'll be here for me. I close my eyes and make a wish, turn out the lights and take a breath. Pray that when the wick is burned, you would say that it's all about love. You were there when I needed you. You were there when the skies broke wide, wide open. More than your good intention. Empty boxes on the floor, things I never asked you for. I pray that when the wick is burned, you would say that it's all about love. You were there when I needed you. You were there when the skies broke wide, wide open.
Pledge allegiance to the King of Kings and to his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. One holy nation under the heavenly Father, with grace, mercy, and justice for all.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Who will tell them if not you?
Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from LibertyRadioLive.com. Order online today or call 559-781-3773.
Now listen to me.
Don't buy the sizzle of that steak until you understand the cost. In other words, don't buy the hype being dispensed by the rare coin pitchman of the alternative media until you understand the full story. FlyingEagleGold.com offers the most private, non-confiscable gold and silver coinage in the world. At very competitive cost, Jeffrey Bennett has been a purveyor of wealth protection, gold and silver bullion, and rare collectible coins for over 17 years. His personal experience reaches back to 1958, and he takes personal pride in putting your interests ahead of all else. To hear the whole story, not the hard sell, you're invited to call Flying Eagle Gold at 623-327-1778. That's 623-327-1778 for the truth about protecting your wealth. Join Jeffrey Bennett each day, Monday through Friday, when he hosts right here on LibertyRadioLive.com. If you'd like to get a copy of this program, you may subscribe at LibertyRadioLive.com for only $45 a month. And you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all the First Amendment Rights Media Group programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you can request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $20. Or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You can do all this online at LibertyRadioLive.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. Don't do internet, then call 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773, and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at the First Amendment Rights Media Group.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening Across the Border. We're going to jump right back in here to Jeremiah. And woe to him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness. We're in Jeremiah chapter 22 and verse 13. Woe to him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, that useth his neighbor's service without wages, and giveth him not for his work. Thus saith, I will build me a wide house and large chambers, and cutteth him out windows, and it is sealed with cedar, and painted with vermilion. Thou shalt reign, because thou closest thyself in silver, or shall thou reign, because thou closest thyself in silver. Did not thy father eat and drink, and do judgment and justice, and then it was well with him? He judged, he caused the poor and the needy. When it was well with him, was not this known to me, saith Yahuwah? But thine eyes and thine heart are not but for thy covetousness, and for to shed innocent blood, and for oppression, and for violence to do it. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, they shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, my brother, or Ah, sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, Lord, or Ah, his glory. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon and cry, and lift up thy voice in Bashan, and cry from the passages for all the lovers, for all thy lovers are destroyed. I spoke unto thee in thy prosperity, but thou saidst, I will not hear. This has been thy manner from thy youth, that thou obeyest not my voice. The wind shall eat up all thy pastors, and thy lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then shall thou be ashamed and confounded for all thy wickedness. You see, this man had wicked pastors who didn't teach the Word of God. They taught things like, oh, the law of God is dead. We don't have to obey that. We're doing a fine job. The law has been changed. We don't have to keep this or that. We don't have to do that anymore. You see, and they, as they would say today, the law was nailed to the cross. Of course, they didn't say that then, but they had their equivalent statements to toss out the law of God so they could practice their wickedness. Let's find another way of saying it today. The law is nailed to the cross. He says, the wind shall eat up thy pastors. Yes, the ones that follow, that he followed, the ones that shepherded him. And thy lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then thou shalt be ashamed and confounded for all thy wickedness. O inhabitant of Lebanon, that makest thy nest in the cedars, how gracious shall thou be when pangs come upon thee, and the pain, as the pain as of a woman in travail. As I live, saith Yahuwah, though Coniah the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet upon my right hand, yet would I pluck thee thence, and I will give thee into the hand of them that seek thy life, and into the hand of them whose face thou fearest, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. And I will cast thee out, and thy mother that bore thee, into another country where you were not born, and there you shall die. But to the land whereunto they desire to return, thither they shall not return. Is this man Coniah despised, a despised broken idol? Is he a vessel wherein is no pleasure? Wherefore they are cast out, he and his seed are cast into the land which they know not. O earth, 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 hear the word of Yahuwah. Thus saith Yahuwah, write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper sitting upon the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Listen hard, pastors, all you corporate teachers out there that are saying the law is nailed to the cross. All of you pastors leading people up to the kingdom, but not suffering them to enter because you don't go in yourselves. All of you pastors that have made up compact with the state, making the governor your God, saying, oh, we just love the Lord. Oh, we'll do whatever Jesus wants us to do. But you placed a yoke upon you. You can't speak the word of Yahuwah, because you have to obey your master first, who says you can't say this, you can't talk political talk, and now it's become a virtue. Oh, we will never bring politics into the church. We are so virtuous. Perchance the Holy Spirit wants you to speak on politics. Certainly, Jeremiah didn't shut his mouth, did he? How about John the Baptist? He lost his head. It's all about politics. It's one kingdom against another. It's about a church. It's about a congregation. It's about the called out ones, militant. There is no virtue in following the commandments of the state. You pretend it's virtue when it's obedience to the state and disobedience to our Heavenly Father. Woe be unto the pastors. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 1. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith Yahuwah. Yeah, you want to destroy his sheep and scatter the sheep of his pasture? And teach him it's okay to sin. That's right. Teach him that there's virtue in following men and in trusting in the arm of flesh. Therefore, thus saith Yahuwah, the Lord, God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, you have scattered my flock and driven them away. You have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith Yahuwah. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries whither I have driven them, and I will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith Yahuwah, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called Yahuwah, our righteousness. And of course, in the Authorized King James Version, they have in all capitals, the Lord, our righteousness. And, if you got the prophet prophesying, and he says, thus he shall be called, and he gives him his name, Yahuwah, our righteousness. Yes, he was also called Yahuwah, our salvation, or Yahushua, which means Yahuwah, our salvation. That is his name. That's why he has the name above all names. His name isn't Jesus. I'm sorry. And I'll tell you what, for all of those that call him Jesus, I wouldn't condemn you. I'm not into the exclusivity of the what do they call that movement? Sacred name movement, where you have to say the name right. No, you know, our Heavenly Father, I know him, and I know his Holy Spirit. I know that he judges the heart. He sees the reins of the heart. He knows what steers your heart, whether it's his righteousness and a love for him, regardless of whether you can say his name or know it at all. He knows you. And in that day, you will know him, and you will know his name, and you will call him by his name. You will not call him by one of these other names that have been made up and given to him throughout the histories, through the changes of the languages and the obscuration, or however if you would say that word, of those who hated his name and obscured it when they translated the Bible. That's right, they obscured it on purpose because they hated his name. And our Heavenly Father allowed that because he said he would. For the unrighteousness, for the sin of the people, he would hide his name. It's there in the Word. He shall be called, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6, get out your e-sword and look at it. He shall be called Yahuwah, our righteousness. Tzedek, Yahuwah Tzedek, he is our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahuwah, that they shall go no more, say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children out of Israel, out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord liveth, which brought up, and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country from all of the countries whither I have driven them out, and they shall dwell in their own land. Now this is not a prophecy about the future, because this prophecy has already been fulfilled. They came out of Babylon, the land of the north. It's not Russia. It's not a modern day whatever movement of Khazar Ken Jews to the Holy Land. This is not what that prophecy is about. In context, this is about him bringing back his people out of the land of the north and wherever he drove them. That's there too. Yes, even those so-called, some people have come up with this theory of the lost tribes of Israel. Well, they weren't lost, not to our Heavenly Father. And he did bring many of those back too. When you go through the Gospels, you'll see representatives of there by name of men who are named of the tribe of, and several tribes are named of the northern tribes. So they weren't lost tribes. Our Heavenly Father knew where everyone was, and he brought back whom he would, as Jeremiah foretells here in this prophecy. So he says that they won't be called, they won't refer to him, that the Lord which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but that brought the house of Israel out of the north country and from all of the countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake, and I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine has overcome because of Yahuwah and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourneth, the pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yes, in my house I have found their wickedness, saith Yahuwah. Therefore their ways shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of the visitation, saith Yahuwah. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err. I have seen also the prophets of Jerusalem, a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them as unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Therefore, thus saith Yahuwah of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. And from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land. Thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of Yahuwah. There's so many out there today. What do? They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord hath said, you shall have peace. And they shall say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who hath stood in the counsel of Yahuwah, and hath perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his word and heard? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord, the anger of Yahuwah, shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. For I, am I a God at hand? And of course there the word God is Elohim. Am I a God at hand, saith Yahuwah, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith Yahuwah? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? I have heard what the prophets said, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yes, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream, that he, and he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith Yahuwah? Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith Yahuwah, that steal my words every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith Yahuwah, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith Yahuwah. And when this people, or the prophet, or priest, shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of Yahuwah? Then shall thou say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith Yahuwah. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people that shall say, the burden of the Lord, I will punish that man and his house. Thus shall you say, every one to his neighbor, and every one to his brother, what hath the Lord answered? And what hath the Lord spoken? And the burden of the Lord shall you mention no more, for every man's word shall be his burden. For you have perverted the words of the living God, of the Lord of hosts, of Yahuwah of hosts, our God. Thus shalt thou say to the prophet, what hath Yahuwah answered thee? And what hath the Lord spoken? But since you say, the burden of the Lord, therefore thus saith the Lord, because you say this word, the burden of the Lord, and I have sent unto you, saying, you shall not say, the burden of the Lord, therefore, behold, I, even I, will utterly forget you, and will forsake you, and the city that gave you, that I gave you and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence. And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame, which shall not be forgotten. Just a little hint here from our good friend Henry. The profaneness of the people with that of the priests and the prophets is here reproved in a particular instance, which may seem a small moment in comparison of their great crimes, but profaneness in common discourse and the debauching of the language of the nation being a notorious evidence of the prevalency of wickedness in it. The debauching of the language of a nation being a notorious evidence of the prevalency of the wickedness in it. Oh, can you say America? How about it? How about the debauching of the language of our nation? It's all around. It's just overwhelming the way the language is changing and being just on purpose. I mean, it's almost what do you call it? It's almost trendy, you know, to to skew words and change them and change the spelling and the meaning of words. And of course, then they do it at law to change the laws. Like, you know, gay is, it doesn't mean you're happy anymore. It means that you're a perverted sinner, unrepentant. That's what it means to be gay. Now they want to change the definition of marriage. And then all of these other words, they spell them funny. They put a Z instead of an S, and it's all very trendy. And I like what Henry says here. The debauching of the language of a nation being a notorious evidence of the prevalency of the wickedness in it. We are not to think it strange that this matter was so largely and warmly insisted upon here. Observe. The sin here charged upon them is bantering God's prophets and dialect they used and jesting with sacred things. They asked, what is the burden of the Lord? They say, the burden of the Lord. This was the word that gave great offense to God. That whenever they spoke the word of the Lord, they called it in scorn and derision, the burden of Yahuwah. Okay, we'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Cross the Border. Do visit my website.